also have to keep on the courtroom today. I might be with a with party business until 19th. I haven't received a letter from him. And then Miss May, prior he had another appointment, so he wanted to finish with that meeting. Miss Tijin and out because she has a doctor's appointment this morning. But I will keep this on the committee for the next 2 days. Yeah, I need to send you also to
because I didn't look at the idea.
Okay,
good morning and good morning, colleagues. Vladimir Sinti from the National Department of Transport for the Deputy Minister acting here.
Head office. I was suspended the head of my day.
No. He took leave.
Not to be suspended. How are you? Are you okay?
I'm well, Jefferson. I'm well. Thank you.
Don't tell guests.
Good morning, Jefferson.
I thought I should leave you because we don't want to.
No, sir. I was building something on the computer. Now I. But I could hear you that you were talking, you were addressing yourself.
Still, what do we see?
Oh, hi now, Jay.
Hi now, Dr. Mix.
Yes, Jay.
Oh, okay. It's good to hear. Yes. I was just greeting. Oh, thank you very much.
How is the Jay doing?
Well,
that's very much, my brother. How's your car?
We have Brian Uma. That is. Brian.
Yes, much at the monitoring group.
Thought it's in the hotel somewhere. They're monitoring.
Parliament.
Telling us.
Yes, the process you've got to go to
there. Like that, we don't do what we are supposed to.
Why are they to respond
to that? To respond to the question.
They are representing.
I'm trying to talk to them. I can see they have Brian and Brian.
Good morning, sir. One is just to capture, just in case something goes wrong with this audio. Unfortunately, one's the phone and the other's the laptop. Yes, in case one goes through connectivity failures, at least I can still capture some of the details of the meeting. Yes. Not a suspicion, Honorable Chairperson. Capture all. It's just to capture all the details. Yes. Capturing the conversation so that we can write a report and to refer to things that would have happened within this meeting. Always come back to us. We'll have a report of the proceedings of the meeting. Sort of a yes. Mini secretary of the meeting. May you kindly elaborate? Yes, I'm capturing everything that's taking place within the meeting, the conversation within the meeting. Yes. Yeah. Ah, ngiyahlupha because lami abadala abazayo bangitshele. Ngiyababuza ngiyahlupha indaba yakhona.
Chair, I am ready. Valerie has me co-host, get the documents, and can we drive with you very fast through this process so that we save time and focus sections from members. So I'm going to try and go.
I am just joining, not adding them.
Your network ends. We hear you.
Hear me now. I'm just.
We hear
later indicated that he will be busy with party business until the change.
So he took leave.
Later indicated that I am just in for Mashati to second one so that I can come in the second one, but it was put as leave. First, later.
Listen, Christian, can I clarify this unnecessary debrief or whatever? He's been missing involved with acting as to everybody.
Up until when, remember?
Listen, I'm not in a position to have the dates in front of me. I will communicate that to you. That's acceptable.
I just wanted to hear. Valerie, are those the three members?
Yes, Chair and Mr. Situ, there are eight members present, right?
Thank you very much. Valerie, our work today, Honorable Member. One, well, performance of the department and what its internalization observations. The second item on the agenda will also be the finalization of the draft 2021-22 APP. Because minutes of it, we will consume it. And that will all for today. Tomorrow we will be dealing with the consumption of the report 2021 performance of the Department of Transport. Outstanding reports on our oversight as the way to Fritz Mangau requested to the inputs in the report and report of our oversight, counting. And so if members have anything to add, members are to join us.
That I have highlighted, seen in the document it's highlighted, and I think unfortunately
not focus so much on the business during the meeting as we discussed. But Chair, this is our normal introduction in terms of when we met the department as well as the entities and what the content of the group is about. We also indicated due to constraints, we were not able to see AT&S, regulator and SACRA on these entities in the group, and despite the fact that we were able to see them. Also always look at SONA, previous APP of the department, current one, the mandate of the committee is also a standard. Gets updated as the committee's mandates may change, has been saying for quite a while now. The organizational structure of the department, they will keep around the same, 7 programs that they have previously. So that's just a short history. Goals hasn't changed since they had last year. They changed some targets, but the main areas are still the same. So just the work of the department to NDP. We have a bit more details further down. The department's work to RT 1 and 4 in the empty medium terms framework, which is the plans or annual. And this, the information we retrieve from the plans, as well as this, give a bit more in this budget during the past.
committee was of the view that the improvements made on the transformation targets for the entities or the two transformation risks noted as set by the department and its entities reduced fraud and corruption, fruitless and wasteful expenditure, regular expenditure. However, the committee was of the 100% reduction or eradication of these. In 619, the committee noted that the department was working towards amalgamating the RTR, RTT, and DLCA. This may assist in reducing the education of road safety projects, as well as eliminate system failures or matters that affect the work of these entities. The chair members expand on these observations. In Fox, chair noted that the intent incidence of 60% as opposed to a zero tolerance. The committee noted that for the eradication of irregular expenditure should be 100%. So that one leads to the previous one. Chair, for the BLCA, the view that the information presented has not changed since 2019. Enough progress presented proved the DLCA and that the 2021 AGP was the replacement used for the production of the COMS. The plans were welcomed. However, it was noted that the committee had implemented a number of streams by process over the years, which failed to the committee noted that the entity had to have clear short and long-term strategies, tactics, and business. The group CEO, how old they were with the condition of train stations, as observed during oversight visits, maintained and structures were deployed, questioned whether these infrastructure could not fix the basic issues such as broken provision of passenger services for business. 644 determined that the entity had enough funds to afford the accredited numbers presented on station modernizations by PROSA. 646, despite indications of progress on some passenger lines, the committee reviewed progress on these passenger lines are not visible. 6, quality of services provided on the main passenger line trains were poor, and PROSA must ensure that the water on the train is available, but the seat is suitable for passengers. Was not satisfied presented and appeared to repeat the previous year's AP targets. The information presented further did not clarify how SAMHSA intended to address the audit findings. He noted that SAMHSA set the percentage reduction in wasteful and fruitless expenditure 5% and for the reduction in cases which at 7% NT had been out a full-time CEO since 2016. Then on aviation safety, 18S and SOCO, increase in aviation accidents were not concerned. The department was asked to encourage the relevant regulators more inspections at smaller airfields in order to increase it. On railway safety, applicable to RSR. That RSR directors with authorizations escalated and that the RSR's current strategy may not be adequate for the regulator. The road accident fund, poor judgments afforded, supporting RAF, a bank accounts attached, in order for them to ensure that all the claims are paid and settled first, and to retrieve overpaid funds from attorneys was also noted. The committee noted and the department are working on obtaining nation for SIU to root out fraud and corruption. The committee was of the view that RAF must improve its communication with claimants and that system claims are paid as soon as they do so to have a system that will ensure that double or overpayments of attorney trust do not occur in future. 682, RAF must if its credit payment frames, prevent attachments of assets, committed that RAF and the department are working with its claims as well as payments its funding more. Then for RTO, entity indicated that the AP may require further amendments as they were already in place. For example, the NRTOR system as an existing register system can be approved on. For RTO national and Dominican authorities, they won't even roll out. Targets have allocated there too, without seeing how the entity seeks to amend these, they cannot be sure how the budget may be. 692, the disciplinary matters for those official suspended must be finalized as soon as possible before the entity any further. Of the internal report of 2019-20, but the committee would not want to repeat for RTMC, the committee noted that the NARTIS system functionality is like the LCA, as well as provincial and municipal DLCAs. The entity should eliminate system downtime so that services being issued can continue unabated. 16-2, the committee noted the growth in traffic law enforcement officer training, as well as the enhancement of the tools used by the entities such as SWAT law. Budgets for payment of overtime work by a traffic law enforcement officer need to finalize the policy issue regarding a single traffic law enforcement unit as opposed to municipal, provincial and national traffic units. Then, Chair for SANRAL, there was still no final decision regarding the GFIP e-toll funding model. Members were of the view that the e-toll funding model issue must be finalized. Not acceptable to have it drag on any longer. complain that the road maintenance budget allocation does not seem to be sufficient for purposes of ensuring that provincial roads are maintained to the same standard as Sanral managed roads, and having noted that the, I just added this one even though it didn't come up in the discussion, having noted that the Mulatto Corridor project may no longer have a, but would consist only of the work done to the roadway, it's extremely important for Sanral to ensure the work that they do on the Mulatto Road translates into a real measurable improvement of the safety of road users and lead to a decrease in road fatalities on the road. G, then the draft committee recommendations proposed. Committee recommends that the Minister through the department should ensure the following. The department should submit the quarterly monitoring reports on the implementation of road safety strategy, as well implementation of the National Road Safety Strategy. CBRTA should furnish the committee with road safety strategy after it has been developed. TR should furnish the committee with the report regarding the RTR, RTMC and LCA into a single law enforcement by the end of the third quarter of this financial year. TR should furnish the committee with phase one of the point demerit system that they intend to have it filed by the end of the second quarter of this year. Depends on its rolling stock fleet renewal. Coaches, the upgrading of signalling systems. This briefing should encompass the budget program, the timeframes thereof, as well as the progress made. Provide the committee with a comprehensive plan to combat theft and vandalism of the rail infrastructure. In provincial road maintenance grant, the department should brief Parliament breakdown of the budget allocation for 21-22 per province, as well as the annual targets of the number of jobs to be created. The department should be on its interventions to ensure the implementation of the PTNG by the implementing cities. That is the Transport National Grant. Chief Sunrail should brief the committee on the implementation of its road maintenance programs for the year on a quarterly. This should also include information on maintenance done by Sunrail in agreement with provincial and municipal authorities. Any. The department should provide the informed on when board periods come to an end. There's a few that will come to an end again this year in August. Make sure that they track with the department when they are going to shoot. 14, the department deliver an update on the transformation of the as each of the entities and seek to address the lack in transformation. So our last one is the summary of reporting requests. Action will be a written report or quarterly report, and then the time frame. We would have had 60 days, 90 with months, but the purposes of the of this financial year. I've just included the briefing in here because this is many instances annual target for the report finalized by the end of the year, but in their documents they do indicate that they will do biannual. So for purposes of this, we can say that members would like that. She just to indicate here is an annual status report on IPTN with universal design norms and sets, annual status operational hours of the BRTs that in their plans, a monitoring report of the action plan to audit findings, because we would need some information on this one mid-year at least, we know if they are on track to audit findings before the end of the financial year. Report, annual report on steps taken to reduce wasteful and fruit expenditure, reduce, and the analysis report on jobs created program. Chair for PRASA, any report on the modernization program, on jobs created through the infrastructure program, analysis that results from faulty occurrences, violence against women, youth, and then for road accidents, this report on incidents of audit with the AG, unqualified audit report, signature, and regular lecture is taken to ensure the resolution of reported incidents of corruption, responsible expenditure, reduction of irregular expenditure, and measures taken to ensure compliance with their 30 payment requirements. Road safety, the steps to reduce irregular expenditure, report management of wasteful and fruitless expenditure, and for the AG finding. General Chair, it's a report on the maintenance program, report on the improvement road maintenance program, report on the jobs that the programs, the annual analysis report on the state of aviation safety in South Africa, report on Operation Akisa, the analysis report on maritime safety incident rate, fatality rates, incidents, implementation of the action plan to address the audit findings, to reduce wasteful and frivolous expenditure, and to reduce irregular expenditure. To share that is, what members can indicate to us whether 30 days, 90 days, so that we have the correct time frames there. In this column, so I'm just going to go back to the top of the awesome installations and then Chen handles back to you to get the input from members. Thank you, Chen.
Thank you very much for...
Three spheres and three layers or levels. proposal is that we stick to spheres of government. We try and remove any reference to levels of government. I'm still on paragraph 2. There's a paragraph further down. It starts with other leg. The other leg of the implementation of transport functions lies with provinces. That is how that schedule starts. It's an observation the advocate reflected in this report, but seems to be a contradiction. Let me read it quickly. So it says, in this regard, the department has concurrent functions of public transport and transport relation with provinces. Public transport is a concurrent Schedule 4A function between the national and provincial spheres. Provincial roads and traffic are an exclusive 5A provincial function. My emphasis is that exclusivity in terms of 5A provincial function. Talk about the RTIA / RTMC ourselves, they are a national enforcement, which in my view is in contradiction of that. Maybe that alignment might be necessary so that there is no confusion. On number 3, which is talking about overview, further down, there I am talking about in this document where a name of a minister is mentioned. It says the minister, Tito Mboweni, they said this. Yes, it is him, but it is my view and proposal to the government. Would we consider not referencing names, but the title? Say, not wrong that it's him, but I think reference to names that find not very much an observation. I will pick up the same observation in 4.1. Refers to President Ramaphosa said this. In other instances, we just talk about the president. I will make the same position. Repeat it at 5.6.1, where specific reference is mentioned of the name of the Minister of Transport. I am proposing that we consider removing titular names of ministers or even the president, but refer to the office. Will be more. It is overview of the 2021-22 budget. We then go on. There's a mention there, again it's cosmetic, maybe technical, where we commend the appointment of a permanent board. Is it correct that the boards are permanent? Or that's just a observation there? Also reflects out either here or in observations of the group chief executive officer of PRASA. I think we did recommend it or commend it as a good step in the right direction, in as much as we do raise our concerns when there are CEOs that have not been appointed, as already alluded to by the good advocate there. In 5, where there's an analysis of the annual performance plan, strategic corporate plans, as well as estimates, I find that portion quite inconsistent in the following manner. When we talk about AXA, it is 5.1, Minister's Directives to AXA, that colleagues are saying that I will not read, which is quite detailed, and this is how it was presented. We go to the next one, ETNS, for instance. It's a very two-paragraph portion, excuse me, and not as detailed as AXA. Same with the DLCA, you see it's even lesser, two paragraphs, 1.5. When we go to CBRTA, I can carry on and on. My proposition is that, is it possible, given the time limits, that we could be consistent in our presentation of those facts as they are presented then. The point I was making earlier is in 5.6.1, where it is specifically mentioned in December 2020, the Minister of Transport, Fikile Mbalula, underscored the following. Once more, at the risk of repeating myself, it's true he said so, but could we maybe consider not mentioning their names and say the Minister of Transport? Anybody who would like to know who the Minister of Transport, I'm sure will be able to know at the time who the incumbent have been. Now, going to the actual issues which my colleagues have already touched on, I talked to those that my colleagues didn't talk on. In particular, I want to talk to the first, it's under recommendation, not observations. Is something there in 6.1.9. The committee noted that the department was working towards amalgamating the RTR, RTMC and TLC. I want to suggest humbly so that the word amalgamating be reconsidered. The department actually spoke about a restructuring process, but amalgamating, I'm not sure. My suggestion is that we look for a better phrase than amalgamating. Analyzing maybe is more neutral, not letting me down there. On the DLCA, that the DPP did not respond to critical matters such as the report of the obsolete technology used for the production and printing cards. Wondering if we should also specify infrastructure and technology, or would technology cover infrastructure? In this instance, I'm talking particularly to the physical machine, which is a serious challenge, as we all know. I then go to RTMC. This is the point I was making earlier. I'm on 6.10.2, where we say the committee noted the growth of traffic law enforcement officer training, as well as enhancement of tools of the entity law enforcement. To shift the word proposed, seems not to be finalized yet, as the entity is waiting for payment of overtime. There was also need to finalize the policy issue regarding a single traffic law enforcement. I don't recall that submission. Correction, I do not recall that submission that there is a move towards a single traffic law enforcement. Again, which is as opposed to municipal provincial, because I think the function, as I said earlier, provincial function, it is not a national function. I've always argued I would have picked this up. I don't recall. If I'm wrong, I'm really more than willing. This was what was presented at the time. On recommendations, I'm on 7, and I will be finished. We say the committee recommends that the minister through the department should ensure the following. It should not be the other way around. The department through the minister. I'm subject to correction. If I'm correct, then it could affect most of how as we go further down. I think some of those recommendations I would have touched on in the observations, and I support the colleagues as they said. But on the Moloto one, 7.10, the department should provide the committee with an updated presentation on the project as well as the maintenance plan for the Moloto route. When we say project, I'm assuming we are talking the project, because we were told that the road is going to be put, widened, and whatever goes there. We are more specific there of what project we are talking about, so that there is no second guessing. And on number 8, on support summary of reporting requests, I would accept the time frames as presented there, because it has never really helped, to be honest to ourselves, whether we say 3 months or quarterly, it never happened. Maybe to save our faces and everybody's faces, if we stick to what the department would have put in, or the entity, in terms of it being an annual target, to present. Those are my submissions, and I appreciate and thank you for your indulgence.
Jumbas. Okay.
Members' comments, and we will work in those proposals if members are in agreement with proposals. at the disappointment on the failure to renew the security contracts, as these may have led to peaceful vandalism of the infrastructure. And then I'll just have that as an observation and link, add a recommendation that the department and PROSA must make sure that such contract vacuums do not exist in the future, especially as it relates to security of infrastructure. Issue Chair, we do have it in the observations. I can just add a recommendation we have done in the past, just to say that the Minister seek to get finality on this within this year. We say it every year, Chair. We've been saying it for 5 years. The target to get a response back is normally delayed every month. Then, Chair, welcome the cosmetic changes proposed. I do agree with the reference to the ministers as well as the president, so that we keep that as the office instead of the person. Chair, it is so that currently the issues on the law enforcement, the constitutional schedules do allow for the exclusivity thereof when it comes to the provinces, but we do know that in the past, both the previous committee and earlier stages, this committee also noted, if it wasn't at least to bring in one law enforcement unit, to at least the request was that make sure that all of them have the same uniforms or at least implement the same rules. But currently, as it is at the moment, they all have different uniforms. Some of them have provincial, like the fines are set provincially. Sometimes it's municipal fines that are set. So one town to another, if your fine is going to be a certain amount for certain offences, it is going to be rolled out. So, Chair, it is right. If members would like us then to just remove the proposal on the single law enforcement unit, then we could, if that is not a prerogative for this year, I just added it because it has been a discussion in the past. It did not come up this year. The members are entitled to change the views. Then, Chair, the board, do agree. I definitely agree with the concerns about the use of a permanent board, because in my view, one should not have interim boards because our legislation really doesn't allow for it. There's a specific clause in the legislation that says interim board, other than the new legislation that we've worked on. So I will just say on the appointment of the board, we'll make that correction there. There's observation on the appointment of the group as a step in the right direction, indicated by the member. Then, Chair, I just want to get clarity from members on the analysis of the entities on a time limit. My proposal might be that we reduce, like we have, how the entity is established as well as a basic outline of their budget, instead of going on in more details onto the targets that they've given us. Because the members have indicated their concerns in the meetings on some of the targets, and those concerns are highlighted in the observations. So for the sake of making it a consistent presentation for paragraph 5, if I can just get members to clarify if I can shorten it instead of lengthening it, shortening it so that we have the document ready tomorrow for adoption. It doesn't take away from the fact that they did present those information, and it won't take away from the fact of the observations that are linked that did not make sense for members. Then, Chair, I will look at the change of the use for the amalgamation of the RTR, RTMC, and DLCA. I would suggest that we stick with possible restructuring thereof, and then because we still need to see exactly what the department wants to do there, if they're going to bring them into a unit in the department or under a separate entity. I do agree with the inclusion of infrastructure for the DLCA, not just technology. The obsolete technology as well as infrastructure is how I would propose that sentence. Again, I've touched on the single law enforcement unit issue. Chair, for the recommendations, the phrasing is that it is a recommendation to the minister to be done through the department, because we make recommendations to the minister through the house, not directly to the department, Chair. It's always to the minister. As members would have seen in my notes, did get a response for the first time this year from the Minister of Finance to a road issue. There was again some responses on scholar health issues in there, so we did not repeat those requests that we had in our BRRRs. I'm to the Molotto Road project. I'll just make that the Molotto Road project, not just project, as the member indicated. Then that will be fine with us as well, Chair. It is just that sometimes we do need urgent reports, but these are very generic reports. The department does actually give us some information as we requested. Still, we have the timeframes linked in the BRRR that require quarterly reports, so we do not need a duplication of those reporting requests, Chair. So to keep the timeframes by the end of the financial year as proposed, that would be fine, Chair. So I just need the clarity on paragraph 5 for the shortening of the entities. If members is happy with that, then we will do that after the meeting and send a document for members for adoption for tomorrow.
Followed by Baba Sansina.
Thank you, Chair. Chair, I would move that we rather accept a shortened version of the meeting. Thank you, Chair.
Sansina.
Chairperson, I want to my colleague Lisa Banco, these suggestions and with my advocate. I also concur that we should remove the reference to traffic law enforcement part of this report which plans and a station sorts of issues. So therefore I would say that we and then I also concur that basic outline would be sufficient of targets to be the actual strategic ideas. So a general framework. And therefore, Jim, I submit a proposal by honorable acceptance of this report as being our deliberations as I actually receive for
thank you very much. Anybody who's against the end now, or they should keep their peace forever. Going once, yes, buddy. Thank you, thank you very much. The report is accepted. Can we move to item 2, advocate? The finalization of the draft 2021-22 APPs. We then?
Yes, what I'm just flagging for members quickly is our reviewed strategic plan, because this one will go with the APP. Just going to the highlighted yellow sections. Those are where our input, where we needed to get some information there, Chair. Chair, we'll see here for members on the public engagement virtual meetings. Yeah, we'll see a more future. Chair, the focus that the members wanted, I think the same focus on these entities will remain. Based on the audit findings last year, as well as based on some of the concerns that have arisen for their board appointments, their management, and in terms of DLCA or the infrastructure there. Chair, again here, just the virtual meeting platforms will remain our method of operation. If we do have the opportunity to, later on in the year, I know this year is very difficult with the local government elections coming and to get committees together. Here we do see that some reports or issues will require it. The Secretariat will highlight this for Chairperson and the members to consider having possible joint meetings. One I'm foreseeing is when the committee does go into the report from the subcommittee. On the public protector's report, on the conversion, illegal conversions of panel vans, when we do get to consideration of that, I would strongly suggest that we have the joint meeting in trade and industry there, Chair. If we do get into some of the concerns on the provincial road maintenance, to also then have our select committee, possibly public works, when we go into harbour issues or public work, comes to the structure on the roads in the provinces, and some of those departments are roads and public works. We still have this request in here. We haven't really seen the invitation from the department side on their planning processes, their strategy, to make sure from members whether their hope and desire is still that the department will bring the committee in when they are doing their strategic planning, so that we plans or at least some of their inputs on an earlier time, because this may assist us to make sure that their targets are aligned in terms of, for example, the legislation that they choose to bring, so that we can make sure that they don't table their legislation too late for the committee to analyze. That's always one aspect that I'm quite passionate about, so that we don't have lapsing legislation going forward. Again, this is just to show that the information that include the input from members on our 26th January planning session, because we need to have a review of our strat plan, which we did on that day. Again, we just added the impact of COVID for the impact there, and the committee was at that time when we did the original strat plan not able to do as many oversight visits as we had planned this year. It might be the same chairperson because of shortened parliamentary time. To that public protect report that we do receive the subcommittee there to the subcommittee. Then when we have time for the subcommittee to meet, then we can hopefully just tweak that report as well for the committee. Then as well, the committee will continue to look in the engagements with the department and the entities on how they are still impacted by COVID, the expenditure on any PPEs going forward to continue managing COVID. Jay, this one is just highlighted because we have tweaked it. So we do get continued updates on the impact of COVID. Still need the department's presentation on improving safety because that's now one of the department's goals. So this is just aligned with the presentations from the entities, the department, as well as what we have discussed in that is just to bring this one out to members. I know that one of our goals, if we are eventually allowed to travel out of the country again, and if the other countries welcome us, tour all the international oversights, AXA's foreign airports. We may be limited towards in Africa, because as AXA has indicated, they have sold their interests by airport, which I added it, there were some indications in March that they are looking at offers for the Sao Paulo investment as well, to sell that investment. I cannot repeat to members last week. So if it does happen that they sell their interest to Sao Paulo, Brazil, then we will not have grounds necessarily for that specific oversight unless our focus remains on the train as linked. Our oversight linkage to AXA's international investments may just be affected by the sale of those two chairs. So I just wanted to point that one out for members, because that will also impact our outer-lying possible study tours. What would have been ideal is if we could do virtual study tours while we cannot travel, Chair. When the elections are over, we might be able to speak with our counterparts to possibly do something like that. Physical study tours and oversight is always better, Chair, but sometimes we have to make do with what we have. And members' capacity, the Parliament does do that training sessions at the year. And when we do see webinars that are free to attend for members, I do forward that information through to members so that we continue keeping up to date with what's going on around the world. Chair, again, joint meetings proposed on the scholar transport issue is still not finalized, Chair. It still remains a concern in terms of who runs it, who manages it, and how do we ensure and enhance the safety of the scholars. Traffic and transport related law enforcement, there's still the need to have committees, as we've indicated, as well as police, justice, the intergovernmental, those things. CBRTA, again, that's the Lesotho issues, did indicate that they've made some progress, but we may need to look at having some joint meeting with the provinces as well, or via the select committee with the provincial government, make sure that they get those memorandums of finalized. Version of the panel vans, that one we have indicated. the relationship between BRASA and Transnet. There's some work done by the department on that, but we haven't really received very much detail on possible. We do have the rail safety bill coming in, Chair, but BRASA, if we're going to keep them separate and not throw them together with Transnet again. Organization, Chair, that will be linked with the outcomes of the taxi law. Then again, the Shandor Somke projects, the need to get some jobs and infrastructure heavy projects out there, we do need to have a bit of a firmer hold on what's happening with the provinces and how they, when they are instituting their projects, they make sure that they use local communities. Chair, the legislative impediments, that's what I've mentioned. Our only revived legislation members are debating on today, so that's the only one that we had outstanding. It will only truly be finalised once we get the impact back from the NCOP. It should go to the NCOP, Chair. Then again, to make sure that the department does not submit legislation within that last year of the sixth parliament, because it will most likely lapse. We do have these issues that are long outstanding previous legacy issues. Reconfiguration of the public transport. One of the aspects that we're looking at is the ERT relation, but there's also all these additional reconfigurations that we may need, as was indicated on the RTR, RTMC, VLCA, CBRT issues. The transport again, nice taxi recap. Members have welcomed some timeframes that the department has set. We need to see them sticking to timeframes and cutoff times. My hope would be that if they are finalized with the cutoff times that possibly similar to what they did in India, vehicles over a certain age would be compulsory scrapping. Use of the recapitalization project to actually get some funds back, open themselves for scrapping of a vehicle outright with no remuneration coming from that. That might be the only way that we can get some of these very, very old, unroadworthy vehicles. CBRTA, Kingdom of Lesotho, we do see that there's progress there, but it's not finalized yet. The poor management of entities, Chair, this has improved in some of the board appointments, but we do need finalization there, Chair. Then, Chair, just, okay. Management meetings, Chair, we do have our old bi-weekly time frame. Chair, we'll just need to indicate if we're going to be able to meet that time frame or if we are going to have to change our bi-weekly meetings possibly to once a month to move that way. We need to change that time frame because last year we were not able to meet all our bi-weekly targets. And Chair, this one will also be in the APP. Just to indicate some changes that we've made here, Chair. Hopefully in this quarter going to finalize with ERTA, the Traffic Amendment Bill. Our local oversight in this quarter, Chair, to only PRASA. I don't know if we will have, members will have opportunity to do some more oversight visits to PRASA. Our program is quite full with legislation, Chair, and this term is very short. I think we only have this week and then 2 weeks, and this term is also over. If we don't finalize the ERT and the NRTA in this quarter, they will continue next quarter. We will then also have the tribunal will come in there, which is still linked with the old legislation, and then the railway safety bill in the next quarter. Chair, then the local oversight, I've moved the provincial road maintenance grant and the LCA issues from quarter two to quarter three. Chair, again, with the way the parliament program is structured, I don't know if we will be able to address all those oversight requests that we wanted to do there. The four is going to be extremely short, Chairperson. Government elections is on 27 October. May only have time in quarter four to deal with the BRRR. We might not get to the legislation, which is the NRTA, Transport Appeal Tribunal, Road Safety Law, and we might not get to quarter two of the department's report stage, because that quarter four is going to be very short. That just then followed through with the other changes, but this is the strategy, Chair. I just want to share the APP with the members because it has a bit more details. Chair, on the APP, I'm just going to our first yellow. Chair, this is the same as located in the strategy. Because this will just have to where those changes were. What flows from the strategy goes into the APP. Our situation analysis has been updated through the assistance of Dr. Ngezi. Just to show members where those changes were, they will also be highlighted. So where it was, we've added the sonar input from 2021. Where there was reference to 5 years, we've added our sixth year. So sometimes 5 year reference goes to six. Some budget information and expenditure information for 2019-20. This was not available until we had it in the annual reports last year. The chair then will have the 2019-20 budget was also in there. We don't include the 2020-2021 budget yet because the debates will still happen on those items. And this will be in next year's reviews and in next year's AP. There's the reference to six consecutive years that the department has failed to receive achieve all their targets. It's happening within transport. Then, Chair, we've added information on SAMHSA, on ARTIA, the reference to our strat plan session on the 26th. There's still some impact of COVID on the programs that we see, just our work, but as well as the work and on the sector as a whole. See here that bi-weekly reference on the management meetings, this will affect our numbers here as well. So if Chair changes the view on if we need to have that once a month, then we'll just have to change these numbers accordingly. That the committee adopts, we should be able to at least do 4 reports a quarter if we take into consideration the amount of legislation and other documents that the committee has before it. Like the budget report that we're doing now would be 1, and then if we do our oversight reports and the expenditure reports as well, we'll definitely have to meet that. The meeting documents, again, that is linked to the number of meetings. Transferred the information of the tracking document from a Word document to an Excel document. So once we have these reports adopted, I'll update that information and then I'll make that Excel document available to members again. I'm just trying to get a nice color code in that Excel document so that it's easier to aspects that the department have responded to or not. Okay, then the oversight issues, as I've indicated, I've moved the PRMG ones to the next quarter, but we might have to reconsider the actual oversight that the committee will be doing in the next quarter as well as this quarter based on availability and Parliament's program oversight if we can possibly do that. Then it's the adoption of the oversight reports that we'll hopefully do tomorrow. That oversight, then we will have these oversight reports to consider in the next quarter. I've added the Railway Safety Bill that was tabled in March to our plans to see where we were able to fit that in, but we should meet these legislation. Once we get the presentation from the Department of Transport Appeals Tribunal, we'll be able to do the call for public submissions, and then we'll be able to do the call for public submissions on the Railway Safety Bill, hopefully in the next quarter. There's quite a few bills that the department will be sending in the next 2 years. To process as many bills as we can to make sure that we are not overloaded in the next year. It's Chair. Again, this is just to show that I've moved the legislation targets and when we should be finalizing. If we cannot finish at least the Transport Appeals Tribunal this year, Chair, and based on Parliament's program, I don't foresee that. But if we can, it would be great. Then we'll just adjust our APP again next year. But I still have it here in the first quarter for next year, as well as the Rail Safety Bill, because we're going to have a few maritime legislation coming through to address. In the strat plan session, we indicated that we try and do as we can a quarter, at least in the first quarters, and get them covered. We have at least 10 cities to monitor at the moment if we consider that the other 3 had their funding suspended. GU Provincial Transport Operations, this is our bus subsidies, so Golden Arrow, Northwest Star and the like, to just have a look at how those are operating. The Metro bus strike is currently still continuing from what I've seen on the reports, Jay, so all of those aspects we might have to consider having a look at concerns. With AXA and RED, because We don't know if travel is going to be open to us next year in the first place, and secondly, to the international oversight or the study tour, but also just the Brazil airport. I don't think they will. I think they will be taking the offer on the sale if they have not done so already. I still have this as RAF or RAPS issues. I most likely remove RAPS here because the bill has been... RAF is trying to look at a different way of doing their funding, possible amendments. They made some mention there too in their presentation, but we don't have any concrete one in there, just the minimum standards for claims. So that, again, this the our fourth quarter will definitely most likely have to be short if we get these targets done. But Chair, this is at least drafted in such a way that if the department changes what legislation they want to bring in the outer years, for example, next year, and we just cover it in terms of the year that they would have tabled it, it makes it easier for us not to have to do these types of bases, especially since we don't know exactly what they bring and what they're planning to bring. So Chair, that is the APP and the reviewed strat plan, the highlighted areas for members just to give us input there and so that we can finalise this as well, Chair. Thank you, Chair.
Guard. Thing to change. Yes. Chris Sansinger followed by Honourable Keta Mabala. Yes.
Having a look at the expression of intention, the coordination of intentions, and how the management thereof will be conducted in relation to our planning and our program, the framework of it, but then just the early concern, how would this be so that it also has effect? And I would just like your ideas on how this would be managed also happens. So if we just get your management on this. Thank you, Chair.
Otherwise, you'll find with everything, Honourable Member.
You've been one day.
Okay, sure. Thank you very much, Honourable.
The advocate for well captured of our policy plan. There's nothing that I can say.
I think you had asked in terms of the whether is it still feasible for bi-weekly management program. Let's do a monthly management meeting and ensure that that meeting sits, which will look into the issues in terms of how far are we moving, are we reaching our targets, and speed up, and whether we are ahead or there are issues that we need to change. Am I correct, Deputy?
Yes, Chair. This is where we will also highlight any concerns that we may have received from the side, where we will indicate to Chair the focus areas that we have been provided for my House Chair for the next term. This is where we'll, as we normally do, we adopt our program as a living document. Fortunately, in Parliament, even our APPs do end up being living documents because the parliamentary program changes on a weekly basis, so that does affect our numbers, Chair.
Chairperson, Honourable Chairperson, I forgot Chairperson to comment on the issue of scholar transport. Chairperson, if you don't understand, now if you don't have some, the Department of Basic Education about this scholar transport, in fact, our children, as it was in Natal one day, I find that there's a lot of frustration and concern that raised by the teachers on schools controlling all this scholar transport, but they don't know. To raise their complaints. If we as a committee actually engage with the Department of Basic Education, the issue of scholar transport. Thank you very much, Chairperson.
Thank you very much. On West? advocate?
For this year, it is a little bit hard for us to say hard and fast, yes, we'll be able to do the amount of oversight or to the specific oversight areas. My hope, our next 2 years, our outer 2 years, we will actually have hitting those targets. The ones we might not be able to meet, Chair, because it is dependent on travel restrictions, is study tours and international oversight, the physical oversight of it. Once we have a bit of, call it that, parliament program next year, once the local government elections are over this year, we will have more time to plan if we need to plan virtual. But then, Chair, again, we will be impacted if we do need engagement, for example, with the companies in Brazil and France on the trains, perhaps even considering Spain, because Prasa are still trying to get the other locomotives from Spain, the supposed two tall locomotives. Then, Chair, we have time differences also at play. Need a well-coordinated approach there. Sometimes the meetings most likely have to be at 6 or 7 o'clock at night, or it will be very early in the mornings, Chair. But I think a move towards virtual engagements for these study tours and the oversight might be the way forward, unless the vaccine, if the vaccine rollout program goes a bit better, and we are able to, it would make it easier for us. But Chair, we might have to consider changing our study tour, our physical study tour views towards virtual study tours. I think we should be able to do this onwards, Chair, because we'll have a bit more time in the parliament program. This year is very, very short. We have a lot of legislation, an outlook from the committee that in the last year of the sixth parliament, we're getting new legislation coming in from the department, because it is going to lapse. Chair, it will not be finalized through this committee. It will not be finalized through the NCOP in the last year of parliament. Within the first section of the year, that first quarter, best time to also make sure that you get those international engagements done that are needed, Chair. A lot of the international conferences on transport have cancelled. Keeping an eye on the UITP, the International Transport Community, do biannual conferences, but they've actually cancelled the one this year because of COVID as well, Chair. When they have international webinars, information I'll send to members on the chat group with some information. I know my members are just as passionate about the transport as I am. But yeah, I think with the change in the bi-weekly target, we'll be able to meet that target. That was really the only one last year that we weren't able to meet. And by the nearest station, and then we can do a little report on that as we are going to process some of those other reports tomorrow, Chair. The same format, then we'll be able to meet target. But going to the provincial roads to look at that road maintenance grant for this quarter, Chair, and be possible in this quarter, I do think, Chair, that next quarter we may have to look at doing that, especially a visit to the DLCA, or at least one or two members that are that side in Gauteng to pop in there and see what is going on with the machine, and if what the department has presented to us on them securing enough ink and the enough requirements to continue production while they're trying to get a new card and a new machine approved, that somebody can just make sure that one of our members make sure that that physically is present and that work is still continuing, Chair. But I don't think for this quarter that might be possible. Realistic for next quarter, Chair.
Thank you very much, Honourable Member Ansinga.
Thank you, Chair.
That the report should be accepted and that thereof. Anybody proposes any second? Thank you very much. Any person who's against? Going once, twice, nobody. Thank you very much, Advocate. Thank you very much, everybody. Can we quickly?
I want to raise my concern with regard to scholar transport. I want to raise my concern with regard to scholar transport. Because at this point in farmer and it's time for both of them. The scholars, especially from the rural area, because of much scholar transport. Therefore, I want to raise the concern of PSF Doctor. Really, I'm going to be on the same level with the country. Thank you very much.
Tell me the function of this scholar transport.
Yeah.
Provinces, it is split departments on education. Clarity on whether or not the basic education. And currently, Chi, it is a but it is in the hands of the provincial departments, and they have the full ability and the right to determine with who will reside. So Chi, it's shared in terms of basic education will indicate which schools and which areas may need transport provided, licenses, and make sure that when they issue those operating licenses that the vehicles are roadworthy. It is then the law enforcement officials that will have to go and make sure that the persons that end up transporting the kids on the back of a bucket don't do that. So then law enforcement, in some instances you have the third department, the law enforcement comes under, not Social Security, the one of the other directorates that deal with safety and security. So in Gauteng we have three departments that actually link up with scholar transport. Got transport, education, and then the security director, Chair, so roads and transport on that side. It is a concern that it runs out to the joint. So Chair, when we do have the opportunity, we should definitely have a meeting with the sister portfolio committee on basic education. Their concerns, because I know the other committees also have concerns on scholar transport. Then once we've had that meeting, I look at how we will call the department and basic education, or if chair members would like us to then go to so far as having the select committee, us, so that the select committee can also indicate how they are monitoring it on a provincial basis, chair, because they would be the ones that are running this aspect. But it is a concern on a national level. There isn't 100% clarity yet on where this, who's the real mother of the baby. Currently, there's a biological and an adopted mother, if I could put it that way, Chair, and that's basic education and transport.
My view will be that maybe to lay this matter to rest, let's take up this matter with the Department of Transport as to whether we need to continue with this meeting, Department of Education or not, so that we are clear, all of us, in terms of our role on this matter, and take it from there. Answer.
Listen, I fully support you on this issue. If, it would add to the confusion if from the onset to have a joint meeting in other committee. I support you that we first clarify transport, you know, even in provinces, because transport would always have a role. Because we are dealing with vehicles, but that we just with the department first, and we can come up with structure this in a better way and make those changes in different provinces. Because at the end of the day, it's a situation which they would have to address time for a meeting education from. Right. They have to deal with the confusion. In particular, Chairperson, I also support the concerns of Honorable Makwesini, because positions to provincial this, and the closest school is just across the river or a particular geographical border, but then it's handled by a totally different department across the street, in practical terms, and it adds to a lot of confusion. A lot of issues could have been avoided, but I see your concern.
Thank you very much. Let's close that matter.
Yeah, Chair, we close it, but we must notice my concern. I would so love to support Dr. Kusinga from DA. Thank you very much.
Okay. Honorable Hansing, are you now a doctor?
Thank you for the motivation.
Honorary doctor.
Oh, okay. No, that's okay. We step off this item. Thank you for the well preparedness. You did promise me yesterday when I wanted to inquire that we to go. Thank you very much. You are proving once more that you are capable. We have two sets of minutes with us. The minutes of the fourth of we go to the minutes of the fourth. Any matters arise, can we adopt the minutes first? Or if there's any correction before we adopt, we can go to that correction. Any correction?
Thank you very much. I hope my correction is on the fourth. I didn't want to miss this opportunity. Where we met Sandral, there is one particular board member who was in the meeting but is not recorded as having been. I think that is the fifth chair. I will be there. On the fourth, I move for adoption, but I did pick up it's on the fifth minute.
Any second?
It's 11 hours.
Second, Honorable McDonald. Thank you very much. Can we then move to the minutes of the fifth, Honorable Mangan?
Thank you. There was a board member there by the name of Lungile Madala. Not been fed to hear as being present. Propose that we include her name as a board member from Sanral. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you very much. I agree with you that Lungile was there. Thank you very much. Adoption of the minutes, Honorable Mangan.
Same vein, Chair, I do move for adoption of the minutes as a true reflection. Thank you, Chair.
I support the Honourable Chair. Thank you very much, Honourable Members. As I conclude the meeting, just two things. I did receive an indication from Honourable Mabena, emailed directly to me as a chairperson of his other commitments, and from today up until the 20th, he won't be with us. He has applied for leave absence, but I should back on this matter and correct, and just impress upon members that it is our interest that, as the portfolio committee, know whether members are well. If they are not well, sympathize with especially if we see a member not being with us for a week, then it will be my concern as the chairperson of the portfolio committee, just to know whether that member is okay. I think it is, I should take it as a necessary engagement if I engage on that. Then the second issue is that I want to wish all the portfolio committee members in our deliberation for the civil aviation day at 14 hours in the plenary, best to all of you engaging on this issue. Otherwise, thank you very much for the meeting and your attendance. I really appreciate your commitment and the commitment of the staff members time. If you allow me adjourn until we meet tomorrow, remember, if you have anything to make an on the oversight report of Mangaung, Gauteng and Mpumalanga, which we are going to discuss tomorrow, please submit that input so that it is captured for tomorrow's meeting. Otherwise, give everybody. Thank you, Baba. Thank you. Thank you, Honorable Pete May. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Justin. Thank you very much.